Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Sweeping the country with hopefully a heater of some sort, because the whole country has been, you know, you guys are used to being cold, but the rest of us are cold.
Well,
they've had snow at the beach,
in
Orange Beach, Alabama, and Biloxi, and Bourbon Street, and Galveston all had snow.
I saw.
And in my lifetime, I don't remember. Someone said 1960 there was something like this.
Well, but I was shocked to see the snow around your SUV. When you sent that one picture, I don't know when it was from. I was thinking, that's like 4 or 5 inches there, it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a little bit of that. And right now, it's this polar vortex thing that we've never heard of until recently. I guess it's what you call it when the cold air comes really, you know, down to us.
Yeah.
And I think most of the country was pretty cold. I don't know about California and San Diego and places like that, but I think most of the country has been very chilly. And in some cases, people like, you know, at the beach have seen snow.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, that hadn't happened in a while.
I
guess
surprised.
Someone said when hell freezes over,
oof,
you know, we would have it. And Trump, you know, goes in on Monday and we have snow on Tuesday. So hell is frozen over, because that's about right of him getting back in.
Yeah,
you know, you could have easily said, oh, yeah, he'll get back into presidency when hell freezes over on his last day when he left town the way he did. You know, I mean, you would have that would have been a pretty easy bet to take.
Yeah,
he
no
ain't
doubt.
Coming back.
Right, no doubt about it. And I was amazed, speaking of that, I was amazed. The temperature was like 17 or 18 degrees in Washington, D.C. when I checked it. And I was kind of watching. I was a little behind on the inauguration, but I was watching it. And I was amazed at how quickly they took that from an outside venue to an indoor one. That's amazing. I mean, with all this.
I'm sure they had plan B.
Those
kind of things are so big. They've got a plan B for everything. And I'm sure that was the plan B, because they already had probably, you know, it's government. They probably already had everything made for the plan B.
Yeah.
You know,
and
even
it was
just a matter of putting
it
in. So it was some, but their tech part screwed up. You know, they couldn't play the
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. And last night, Billy Ray Cyrus, who's, you know, not as bad as he was last night, because it was an all-time record bad. He couldn't get his guitar plugged in and all this kind of stuff.
Did you notice?
It was definitely the B team working on stuff.
So I was watching the Billy Ray Cyrus. Did you notice at the end of that? I kind of watched it past the show, and he was walking around and he was giving away his hat and his and some shirts and stuff. And the actual security people had to get Billy Ray to leave. It was like he was trying to.
It was. I don't know what that was all
weird.
About, but it was bad.
And, it was weird.
You know, if nothing else, Republicans in the near future have got to create, either grow their own stars or something, because when you've got the Village People and Billy Ray Cyrus as your headliners, you know, that's not the A-list.
You might be in
trouble. No, really. It's not the A, B, C, or D team. You know, it's not even.
I know from talking to you, and we've even talked about it on this show at one point, or at least when we were doing radio together. Mm-hmm. I know you're not the biggest Carrie Underwood fan. You like her, but I mean,
no, Carrie was great yesterday.
Phenomenal.
I've always liked her. I mean, I don't really like that style. I didn't like it when the opera guy sang. I'm just not into that.
Right.
That
okay,
really
that's
forced
fair, yeah.
singing style.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Takes great talent.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just for my ears. That's never been that type of thing. Whitney Houston could do it, and I liked it when she sang full throat. But some of this stuff to me is like Beverly Sills and some of these other great singers.
But didn't she do a great job, though?
It's not my style. It's just not my style. But she sang great yesterday, and boy, you've got to be such a pro to be able to pick the ball up and take it when you've got a wireless mic that's broken or a track doesn't play. Or, you know, you're just out there.
Yeah.
And no one's going to help you. All you can do is tuck your tail and leave. That's one option.
Yeah.
Or you pick it up and try to save it.
And she picked it up and saved it.
And did it with great composure. And if she fell apart afterwards backstage and had a nervous fit, no one could blame her.
Yeah.
If anybody's even tried to say, give an announcement of a auction at your church, you know how that little thing falls in your big thing, the butterfly falls into your stomach, and you can't even, it's beyond anyone that I'm here listening now, imagination of what it would be like to sing in the rotunda of the United States Capitol with every living president standing behind you, all of Congress, and all of the Supreme Court.
Right,
I'm sorry,
right.
But that's beyond pressure of anything that's understandable, and you got to be a super pro to be able to figure that out.
I agree. I was so impressed. I thought actually, and this is terrible to say because a lot of things happened during the inauguration, whether you're pro or con or whatever your political belief, I have to say that she actually turned that into a moment.
She took chicken poop and turned it into chicken salad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if she had just sung it, you know, come out there and sung it, no one would be talking about that today. I mean, they would be talking about her. It was just something that was there. It would have been a footnote. It wouldn't even have been, oh, that was nice. You know, I mean, that's about all you'd give it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that she had to struggle and the fact that she was out there and she turned it into, come on, everybody sing with me, and they did.
It was great.
And even the highly scripted choruses that were out there joined her.
Which made it crazy great, yeah.
I mean, which made it even better.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I agree.
She helped herself in ways she could never have dreamed of helping herself. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that I'm seeing, of course, is there are people that have written articles today, and I've seen them. The loser people, Democratic loser people, the people that were highly invested. I mean, you know, most of the country is invested in these elections. We like it, you know, but we lived through it. We've had to live through things we didn't like. We didn't jump off a building because of it. We just kind of, you know, took a big breath and held it for 4 years or 8 years, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But these people today, because of social media and every other things, they're so highly invested in these, like this election, that they're just, it's like they were thrilled that Carrie, they hated that she went up there. They wanted her canceled. There are people that said her career should be canceled. And that's the kind of people we're dealing with here of why that Trump is in the office today. Because you've got a lot of people on the left-hand page that are really, and you don't, they're supposed to be the people of the common man, the person, you know, that believes in equality and all these great lofty issues until they have to exercise it. And it turns out they're mostly into censorship and canceling people's careers and, you know, and wishing they do bad, like Carrie Underwood saying that, oh, you know, we can't believe she would go up there and do that. I've seen so much nastiness on social media, and yet social media, but still, that's the feelings of a lot of people, and that's just not good.
I didn't
wish that Beyonce would fall down at the Super Bowl. I didn't care for her singing, and I turned it off, but I didn't go around wishing that something, you know, bad would happen, and that's the kind of crap that we're hearing today on both sides, and I'm really sick of it. I'm sick of Jon Stewart. I'm sick of Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm not going to watch it. And I'm hoping that most people don't. And how people that have the influence and audience of about 4 million people, between all those together, it's about 4 million.
Which is not a lot, by the way.
Of all these Seth Meyers and all the rest of them, that's not very much.
Mm-hmm.
1 million apiece, pretty much. That's not very much for them to have some great, like there's some sages and influence. Jimmy Kimmel has just turned nasty. I was a big fan. I've been to his show. I've been backstage at his show. I've sat in the control room of his show.
Yeah.
And I would look out the window for him now. Johnny Carson was such class. And even David Letterman in his day, they gave everybody trouble. And they only gave it to a certain degree.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, this is so nasty and mean-spirited. Colbert is mean-spirited. Jon Stewart's at least witty. I have to give him. He's got talent.
Yeah.
I don't totally agree with what he says. But Kimmel has just, because he's been, he's an understudy of Howard Stern.
Boy.
I like Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And Howard got real political on the last year and a half, and I hadn't put it on lately. I couldn't tell you what he's been doing in the last 2 years. I think he's getting ready to retire, and it's probably a good thing. But Kimmel is his, like, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so Howard somehow turned him into some vicious, where he never does a joke about anything. It's Trump. It's the Trump monologue every night.
I don't know.
I don't know why anybody wants to hear that anymore. I just don't get it.
I gave up about 5 years ago on late night. Now, understand, I for a long time did a morning show, as you do all the time. You do a bunch of different ones. I was up really early, so it was hard for me to stay up and watch that anyway. So you you better be Johnny Carson good if I'm going to stay up late and watch it. And if you're not Johnny Carson good, but you're pretty good, I might watch it the next morning before I go to work. But I gave up probably about five years ago when that all became political. On every one of them started getting political, and I decided that is not why I watch that show. If I want that, I watch CNN, MSNBC, Fox, you name it, I watch that, if that's what I want. I don't want jokes about it. It's our country. There are appropriate things and things that go too far. And I think for me, just for me, and this is just mine, and it sounds like you too, they just went too far, and I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
A little joke. Listen, you know, they used to joke about his hair, and they used to joke about this and joke about that.
Sure.
You know, and that's why Saturday Night Live, now lately, and I'm not being a hypocrite, Saturday Night Live has almost been funny lately.
It has been funny.
Now, they've had a resurgence of being funny.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah,
I can't say that for the late night shows, any of them.
Because
they're just not funny. I mean, and if you think it's funny just constantly, everything, it's just like you're, I don't know, I can't really, if you want to live, people want to listen to that, that's certainly their right to
do
it.
Of course.
Go ahead and do it. But if I was a sponsor, I wouldn't want anything to do with that. And usually sponsors don't. And they don't want to be, they didn't want to be part of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, that
national
was a tough
sponsors did not want to be part of Rush Limbaugh, and because he was on that side, and they didn't want to be around anything that's controversial. Okay, I get it. Well, these shows are far more controversial on the left side than Rush. I guess they're the same, really. They're almost like Rush Limbaugh late at night, but it's not good for your advertising because most people don't want to be a part of it.
It doesn't make any sense. If I'm advertising something that appeals to the entire United States, taking that tack and just driving it home is going to eliminate half the people. I mean, that's
you're starting
the vote
out with
went,
minus
right?
half. You know, at least if you, it's like it doesn't matter because we shouldn't even be wasting our time talking
true.
About
that
it. I'm just going to say that, you know, the negativity that's still there on CNN with their teeny audience compared to everybody else, they're teeny. MSNBC is going away, so that's just really, they've already been sold. NBC
That's
is parting
wild.
With them. They've
That's
gotten
wild.
Rid of every, you know, they're going to be off on an island by themselves. No one's going to, and you know what? No one could buy them because they're not going to have any resources. That's never been anything anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but, for sure.
But CNN, I was there on the first day when Ted Turner signed it on. I was in that front yard.
Wow.
I love them. I just always have. And they were once upon a time great. They still are when they need to be on big news stories, war type things in the Middle East and things like that. They're so good, but they need to cut the poison out.
Yeah,
they've
I would
got
agree.
To get rid of people like Jim Acosta, who's poisonous, and really all these political wonks that they've got over there.
Is it possible, Jimmy?
This is the problem. Yeah. This is the problem. When they cover just the news, they don't get an audience. That's why they went this way.
Yeah,
because Fox started doing it. Fox went to the right and started getting an audience because they were taken aside. Getting the news just wasn't getting it done. So they started being political, da-da-da-da-da. And still, if you're going to Fox for news on big breaking news stories, most of the time they're not very good. CNN usually wins on, you know, if the building falls down in Mobile or something, CNN usually has the better coverage of the two. But you know, it's just frustrating because I understand why they do it, but for some reason, political talk shows that are left-leaning have never done anything. Apparently, the people who like that side are not supporters of that medium.
Yeah, that's
because
been true
when
to
have
radio,
you ever seen
for
a left-leaning
sure.
radio talk show that's made it?
I've watched a cluster flop because of the management, flop over to the other side and fail and bring all of it back. They put in all bunch of left stuff and they brought it back to right. Whether you like that or not, that is what works in radio.
There's just something
about
about the left side that don't want to hear talk radio.
Yeah, you're right.
If it's talk radio,
you're right.
They will listen. People on the right will listen to the right. And people on the right will listen to television that's right-leaning. But you know, the audience, the ratings speak for themselves on CNN.
People,
and they stink.
People on the left even listen to right-wing radio.
To get mad at it or whatever.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I've answered the phone.
There's not much on right radio that I'm listening to. I listen to a station. I listen to, on the app, WOR New York, and I listen to sometimes KFI Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And they've got some good people on there, and they're right-leaning for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, all that stuff really doesn't matter, but you just have to get yourself away, which a lot of people have done. They don't want to go to bed with Kimmel doing what he does, you know, because it's not funny, you know, to half of the audience, potential audience.
Right, right.
And again, there are people that are seeing these shows, the way I understand it, more people are seeing them on YouTube clips than are seeing them live.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, people will
say,
hey,
did you
see this?
Visuals on that.
I even go as far as SNL. For example, this last weekend, we watched it in its entirety, my wife and I, and it was Dave Chappelle, who I love Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
He's so funny. He's very, very smart. And he
gave a smart monologue.
Oh, I mean, it was fantastic.
He wasn't pro Trump, but he had some things to say. He had some real humor.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
These writers for, and maybe this the host too, Colbert and Letterman particularly, and Seth Meyers, Seth Meyers can be funny when he wants to, but they've all gone down the well of feeling like they have to be the funny resistance or something.
I don't know what they see as
their mission.
I don't know,
but Disney, it's just, why do you want to aggravate? And he obviously is aggravated, you know, at Comcast and NBC, you know, you've heard him say things about that, which isn't, you know, can't be an admirable place if you're on the wrong side of a president.
Oh,
I don't care.
100%.
Cause there's going to be things that are subtle that they can do and you won't. Eh. But, you know, Disney owns ABC, and why they want Kimmel to get on there every night and pay for him to bust, you know, and do that. This doesn't sound like that smart corporate.
I agree with you, and I think more and more people are watching the clips of those shows, even SNL. Like when I ask the younger generation in my family, and I say, hey, did you watch SNL last night? And they like it. They love it. It's funny.
But they're seeing it on YouTube.
Yeah. They say, oh, I watched the monologue, and I watched the skit with the blah, blah, blah.
Because a lot of them, this is what's happening now around the country this week. Byron Allen, who I used to do these movie trips with, he would be in the hall with me. I've known him of him for many years.
Yeah.
He got great wealth somehow and bought into all these. He owns a whole bunch of 22, maybe more than that, 22 stations as part of his empire. He owns the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
He owns stations like in Tupelo and Tucson.
Just
and
all over.
A bunch of all over the place.
Okay.
And he fired 22 weather departments this week in those TV stations.
To put in one central?
To put in, out of the Weather Channel, they're going to do it. It's like AI, but it's the computing systems now are so sophisticated, they can go in there and customize weather for, say, Tupelo, and they'll do it. Now, the local audience is not going to like it, and they don't like it, and they're madder than the Hornet in Tupelo. Huntsville the same way.
Yeah.
That's a growing market. I'm sure the Weather Channel people will be, you know, will do it good. And I don't know how this is all going to turn out.
I don't either.
I'm sure they'll give them a decent product. But in the South, particularly, it's kind of, and he's not from the, I don't believe Byron is, well, he's doing it because of money. And this is where this goes. People have cut the cord and they're not watching local television news. They're not watching local television stations. They're watching Netflix and they're watching YouTube or whatever.
And
that's what they're doing. And they're not watching television per se, like the FBIs and the Law and Order SVUs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Their ratings are, you know, down where if they get 5 million in an audience, they're thrilled.
Yeah.
When they used to have 10, 12, 15, you know, twice the number of that. And now people will watch football on those channels. But, you know, ESPN, Disney, has done a big grab well beyond what they can afford to do, I think. But they grabbed all the football, like all the college football just about.
ESPN Plus.
Most of it. Yeah, yeah, ESPN, which is Disney, has grabbed all this stuff. NFL is parceled it out over several different people, but you know, you don't know exactly, but that's the only thing that gets ratings anymore is sports. And it really is just football. And so your local stations, they're down in their ratings, and they're continuing to go down. No one below the age of 30 pretty much watches a local newscast, late or early.
Yeah, I think
maybe
that's
even
fair.
younger than 35, maybe even younger than 40. So you've got 40 to dead watching your show in smaller numbers all the time. And because of that, your revenue is down. You got to let people go
Yeah, I mean, it totally, the
because you can't
formula.
afford not to.
But isn't it, doesn't it seem like it's just going to go down to the bottom and
Of
just
course it
be
is.
it
It's
done,
going to
right?
go
It's
all the
going
way. It's
to.
going to crash completely on this current trajectory until somebody tries to turn it around. Radio has figured somewhat of a way to do it with apps, that people will listen to your radio station on an app. But here's where the problem comes. And it's the same way with I can't watch a show, a movie on TBS or TNT or AMC because I cannot watch a movie anymore with commercials in it.
Okay, so you brought something up, and it made me think of something as I was watching. So I just bought, this is crazy, but I just bought antennas for all of my TVs. I think it was like $30 for one of those little as seen on TV flat antennas. I put them on every one of my TVs. I have Amazon, I have Netflix, I have all that. But for my local channels, I'm not paying Hulu and YouTube. I'm getting it out of the airwaves, right? Digital signal, it's great. I put it on all my TVs, so I have it for the Super Bowl, which is going to be, I think it's going to be on Fox this year. But I have no way to get Fox unless I have an antenna, just FYI. So I buy all these antennas, and I'm scrolling through and setting up the channels, and I get about 20, 30 channels with an antenna. Again, totally free. I don't pay except for internet, for my other stuff. But just for TV, I can get it totally free. Just pay the power bill, and I watch TV. And I'm scrolling through, and all of a sudden I see Google TV, which is free.
Google TV. I don't think
It's
I know about that.
all these old shows like
Okay.
MeTV and just
Yeah.
westerns
Fubi
and
and
crap like
Fubo,
that.
you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling through there, and all of a sudden, you know what I see? News channels. And every one of them is Fox New York, NBC Los
Uh-oh.
Angeles,
Yeah.
CBS New Mexico, whatever. And they're all over, and you can dial them up and you can watch them live or you can watch them 30 minutes later. It doesn't matter, but you can watch another state's or city's newscast, but it's online and it's in 30-minute increments and they just rerun them.
Oh,
They rerun it,
in
rerun it,
increments.
rerun it. Yeah, it's
So it's their
wild.
local newscast that you can get there.
Yeah, it's
Well,
like their
you
own
know, a lot of
channel.
this runs into some weird copyright stuff
Okay,
and
yeah.
unions that someone charged to do a local rate and it's now running national, and there's a lot of things that are
Yeah,
problems
I could see that. Yeah.
that are with the streaming of certain things. But yeah, it's going to go somewhere. But I mean, the current way that we watch television with all these commercials in it, people have learned to not have that tolerance anymore. And I think that's some of it is just, why would I want to listen to a radio station to listen to music when I've got to sit through 20 minutes of commercials, when I can pay a very small fee and have nonstop music all
Yeah,
that I want? Why would I
you're
want to do
right.
that?
You're right. I
And
mean,
so you've got really the lowest common denominator of people who are really on a tight budget that want free. And it's just, now you'll put up with it to listen to a sports event. You'll put up with the commercials to listen to a news or a talk station. But to listen to music, I just don't think it's a viable thing anymore, or
Yeah, I
soon
mean,
won't be. In the same way with local news, it's gonna have to change. I don't know exactly how it evolves, but it's gonna have to evolve in some way. I don't know. I
I don't
mean,
either. I
again,
mean,
it's not gonna be it, it's gonna be for the people who are 20 years old, but you cannot not have news. If we've raised a generation of people that are not going to like news or not into news and don't care about news, just like they didn't learn about geography and they don't care about history, that all they're caring about is science and new math and a few other things they
Yeah.
study in school, we're just in a damn mess. Now,
Maybe they.
today, while we do this, there was a big announcement at the White House of a $500 billion investment in the country into AI. They're
Wow.
building buildings in like 21 locations around the country. One I know of is Abilene, Texas, but I don't know the rest. And I think they've spread it out around the country so they can spread the wealth around the country. And these things are major power suckers, so they're going to have their own power source at their location. And it probably will all, and it's going to create jobs and other things. But it's about AI, and people don't understand it, and people need to get a hold of it to try to understand it, because if we don't get into it, and we seem to be doing it, you know, now with Trump, if we let China and other and whoever else become leaders in this, they could take over the world very easily, because AI is going to rule. AI is so smart because it's all these computers working together, right?
Yeah, sure.
That they can figure out the codes of the launch, codes of the nuclear missiles. They can figure out anything. Any problem that could be created, AI can figure it out. Because it's the super, 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 super brain. And one thing they're doing is something with medical. Like this, so a doctor at an Indian reservation in Arizona can go to his AI Stargate thing, and he can see how it was treated by another doctor at Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute. So you can look at records like that and put in, all right, this person's got this and this and this and this and this, and then AI prints it out. Well, you should do this and this and this and this. And it helps you with your treatment plans, and that's just in medical. But it's in everything that it's going to be into. Anything that's any kind of thing your brain's trying to figure out. I mean, have you used it very much yet? Where
not,
you've asked
not
it
past ChatGPT. I've used AI for artificial voices, on air stuff.
I cut my phone off, so I can't do it. I was going to do a demonstration
where
you could just ask it, how many, what are the possible uses of sugar? I just came up with that.
Yeah, it'll come up,
and it would
a billion
come out,
things. Brrr. Yeah.
I mean, it's just
it's incredible.
Good it is. You know,
it is. And
Siri now is smart. If you have a newer phone,
Mine's dumb. Yeah,
Siri's stupid. 13, but now, not every question I've ever asked her, she knows now.
Isn't that crazy? So here's the thing: for everybody that's paying attention to the power usage and the water, water is a big thing too with these places, right?
Yeah, water has to keep it cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So you got water and power. So all I keep thinking about is, from an investment standpoint, maybe I should buy some stock in nuclear power plants. I mean,
well, there's
going to
be a different kind of nuclear. It's going to be local nuclear. It's like a small nuclear generation.
Okay.
That's one thing I think they're going to try to get through, because they're doing this in Europe.
Yeah. I mean,
Europe
regular...
is doing it smaller, you know, not these monster nuclear reactors that take forever to build and license and everything else, because you don't want to blow it up. These are smaller things, like in an aircraft carrier. We've used nuclear power on our submarines and our aircraft
carriers
for a long time, decades.
Right.
And those, that size nuclear reactor that can operate and fill up this plant,
it's self-contained.
And it's clean, you know. Yes, I mean, is it clean energy? What is clean energy? This whole thing has been silly about solar. They've never figured out how to really make it where it really can generate a lot of power for as
not
much
enough for that,
acreage as it takes out. And the wind deal, windmills, they just think about 78 reasons why that's a bad idea. I mean, if you've got nothing else, but there needs to be other things. And we'll see. I'm not saying I know the answer, but, you know, the hydro and all these in the ocean, there's got to be still a way to be able to harness the ocean and the tides.
I mean, without affecting what it does to the environment.
Yeah, without affecting
or having minimal effect.
I don't know.
But
I just know that, you know, we can't keep going on with people living in the forest and their houses burned down every 5 years. And that includes the people in North Carolina that, you know, were living on these creeks.
Yeah,
you can't live like that next to water. Water's going to sometimes go up. We need to, either if we have to have laws or whatever, that, you know, you just got a government that's serving some purpose, telling people you can't really, we can't live here, or you can't do that unless we do this. They're going to have to do something with those forests, you know, around Los Angeles. They're going to have to cut some big, you know, 100-yard-wide fire lanes or something.
And
make them somewhere. If you're going to have humans living around there, you can't have all that potential fire that is going to happen periodically. I mean, right now, this is so weird. In my office now, the humidity is 20%.
Is that low or high for you?
Because it's so cold.
See, you guys are a lot more humidity back there generally than we do.
We're generally in the 50% or higher humidity range all the time.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
We're
down at 20 today. I'm drinking water.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna have dry skin. Your skin's. You're gonna have to start putting lotion on, like the people in the Northwest do. You're gonna have to put chapstick on your mouth.
I know. I do. I have. I've got this stuff in here. The yellow thing, Carmex.
Yeah, yeah. See, there you go.
But it's just that, you know. Yeah, my skin does feel a little itchy.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
But you know, this whole Trump deal. You know, what they've got. Everybody's got to understand. Again, and let's just. You know, repetitive, maybe someone will figure it out. Trump wasn't elected because he was a Eagle Scout or something.
No, he was not.
He was elected as a rebellion to what was going on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're
people
right.
People were being, they felt they were being lied to about a lot of things, and they were. But, you know, no one's going to admit that, but I think they were lied to about a lot of stuff.
I'll agree with it, and I will say this.
And the fact that they covered up for Biden, who...
Yes.
In 4 years, just went down the hole, particularly in the last two. And they were hiding that, and that's the that doesn't say much for the National News Services and the left-hand side.
Don't you think that the fact that they were hiding it, whether that was the Republicans or the Democrats, whoever was in there, if it was, you know, Bush and he went, you know, lost his mind or whatever it was, don't you think that alone by itself just killed the trust? I mean,
trust has gone out the window.
Yeah,
you know, and news media has, you know, they're up with used car salesmen, you know, on some of this stuff because they tore their shirt with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I don't know how you get that back. It's going to be difficult to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you want people as partisan as they are in this country. You don't want them to be that far on the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he's almost, you know, they look at Trump like he's some type of religious figure. And you don't want people on the left being as mean and angry and hurtful as they are over there. You don't want people to be that far apart. This country cannot survive that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can disagree. It's like you've got Alabama fans and Notre Dame fans. But if something really bad happened, the Notre Dame fans and the Alabama fans would get together.
Sure.
But as it is right now, no. I think some Democrats and some Republicans would get together, but the extreme fringes are just way too out there, too far.
Yeah, it's almost like
they need to be able to work together on certain things. I don't know why it's – I understand to some degree why they let the – I really don't understand, really. I try to understand why they let 10 million people come into this country on a border that just – what's that about? I mean, why did they do that?
I don't know. When they knew it was a problem and they waited. I just don't get that either. And I feel like there's some, I mean, obviously that broke the trust as well. But here we are. We pay taxes to this entity to keep our country safe, really. I mean, that's one of the things they are to do, right? With the money. We have a military. We have borders. We have all this stuff. Yet, you know, here we go paying our taxes, and then they go the other way, like they don't even care. It's very slap in the face oriented.
It was, you know, it was very, you know, you both sides to me just make me shake my head. Really, you know, it's about at some point it's about being fair. You know, I hear today the big thing everybody's putting out about him about pardoning the January 6th people.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
I mean, in my personal opinion, I don't think anybody should have ever gone on the Capitol grounds to do anything.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, I think worse things could have happened to those people. And I would have, okay, I know that it's just, I didn't like that at all. And I don't know if maybe these people have been punished enough. I didn't like what Biden just arbitrarily got rid of everybody that was on death row.
Yeah.
People on death row should be executed.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be. You know, down a jury did that,
right?
You know,
and
that's how we operate in this country. And he went there and just stopped all that.
Well,
and then he pardoned his family and everybody else. Trump didn't do that. There's sound bites they're running on TV today where Biden said, "No, it's not a good thing to be pardoning your own family," and blah 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 blah. And what did he do? He pardoned his own family.
Jimmy,
so it's okay when they do stuff, but it's not okay if the other side does stuff. That's called hypocrisy.
If he wasn't, and this is just totally out of the box, but I'm just thinking as a rational human being. That's all. if he was not able to run again and wasn't able to really do his job, right? We know he wasn't. We saw him in action. We know that. How come he's allowed to make a decision like that as he exits without all his faculty? Shouldn't that have been Kamala Harris pardoning people, if anybody? I mean, why?
Well, he should have, you know, and I mean, some people blame, and it's all about blame. It doesn't matter anymore.
Do you think
but he should have given this thing up, you know, right after that debate. He should have just said, I guess my time is up, and Kamala, here's the
key to the office. Yeah.
Would have been the right thing to do, and maybe things – and I mean, I'm glad it turned out the way it did, but I think the country dodged a huge bullet
months. I agree with that. Do you think he was still carrying around the nuclear football?
They were.
But
he was mentally not competent.
That's what I'm saying.
And that was covered up by all the newspapers. Why they didn't want her to go in there, you know, you think if you were really those people, you would think they'd have been all for him turning it over to her.
Yeah.
You'd have the first black female president, and that would have been certainly something that side would have wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd have done it. But no, the way they did it in a backroom deal with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
What a nutty thing.
And it didn't work, and people saw that, and they didn't like it.
Yeah,
and she wasn't. They didn't get to know her very well during the Biden administration, and so she was a stranger, and just didn't cut it. You know, just really didn't cut it.
I just think about like legal documents, right? You're of sound mind, right? You have to be of sound mind to enter into any contract, right? So if you're not of sound mind, then why are you allowed to release people from
death
row? You
saw what the Speaker of the House said. He had a one-on-one with Trump and asked him, why'd you cut out the LNG terminals in Louisiana? You really hurt us and you hurt the people in Europe. You know, they need our help. They need our gas.
Yeah.
And that's because they don't want to buy it from Putin.
Right.
And he said, well, I didn't do that. And he said, yes, you did. And he said, prove it. Get the paper.
Right.
So he called out and got the paper and brought it in. And sure, he did that because he didn't know what he was signing.
Don't get me started. I mean, that's water under the bridge. I know that.
It is water under
the
bridge, but it just
still
tells
aggravating.
You these are the people you trusted. And a lot of people don't trust. You know, and boy.
If this is the level our government plays at, boy,
and
they are
subpar.
This
is what you can't do. You know, once you say that somebody is a thief, used to be at least anyway, people always look at that person as a thief, even if they're not.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah, that's, I mean.
They're never, they always put a little thing in the back of their mind.
Gray spot,
if they're a child molester or a thief or something, that little thing, well, I know they were not convicted, but, you know, you just say, am I going to trust my children with this guy?
Right, no.
You know, and that type of thing.
And
Trump, they've tried to throw everything in the world at him. And who knows what's true and what isn't. They never made a case on these documents. Why would he want these documents?
Right. What was
Why
the
did
motive?
Biden want
what
the
was
documents
the
that were in his garage? Why would you want them? What's in them that you could possibly, you wouldn't put down anything in writing up there?
Right.
You know, if you were trying to pull something off, that's just stupid.
Right. Right. It makes,
I didn't, yeah, but it makes no one sense. Ever made any sense out of that of why they would, what was his motivation
to
be doing that?
Them.
And they never found anything that was bad in them anyway.
That's so
it was
crazy.
Just the fact that they had them, but I don't understand that. And then the whole thing in New York, paying off the hooker. I mean, Lord have mercy. If everybody went to jail or got in trouble that did a payoff with somebody, you know, that was a famous person that paid somebody to be quiet, or you paid them to settle this or whatever, you know, it was obviously just going after somebody to try to shut him up and to try to keep him from being able to run again when they saw him starting to regain power. And that was all bad, and people saw through that. The majority of people
I think you're right. So here we go.
And so, you know, there you go. You break the trust in people. You know, the American people, at the end of the day, usually do the right thing. And
that's
interesting. They'll eventually get it right. And whether they got this right, I don't know. But
we're about to find out,
aren't we? Going there with somebody new in administration and hoping they fail is not good for this country. And constant doing what they're doing. I mean, let him get in there for a minute, and then as soon as he does something, go after it. But just to arbitrarily, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I watched a little bit. I don't know if you got to see it. It was kind of interesting after all the pomp and circumstance. the new president sworn in was Trump was sitting in his office and he was signing documents.
Oh, that was great.
And
I
he
saw
was
that.
Talking no to the reporter. Have you ever seen that
would
before?
Would Biden have ever done that? No, none of these presidents we've
that.
Had, yeah. Even Obama would have felt confident enough, I don't think, just to do
to
too much
that.
Of that.
That was
they do. They used to do a little bit of it on Air Force One.
Yeah.
Some of the presidents would go back and have a little round robin deal. Mm-hmm. But this was on live television.
That was something else. Know? And I laughed
and
at one
really
point.
Good.
I don't always appreciate Trump's humor, but every once in a while he's got a gym. And he was sitting there and somebody asked him a difficult question on something. I can't remember if it was Ukraine or Russia or whatever it was. And he said, hey, I've only been here for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Give me a few more minutes, and I'll come up with the answer.
You know, these people,
that
just, I mean, they just constantly pick a couple of the big deals, mm-hmm. you know, that he does. And he throws everything out there. And I think he wants to, you know, if I get 30% of all this crap I throw out,
yeah, I'm
I
happy,
will have
yeah.
accomplished, I will already have accomplished more
yeah,
than
yeah.
most people.
Yeah, true.
But, and they just, and the left people just really don't know how to deal with this, mm-hmm. except to obstruct. To cancel,
yes.
to file a suit.
Yep.
That's all they know how to do. They don't know how to meet him halfway or meet him a third of the way. And mm-hmm. let's talk him from going way over here to like right here and negotiate with him. He just wants you to negotiate.
Some people do that and some people don't. I noticed that in buying cars. I noticed that in buying homes, everything. Some people get put off by it. Some people relish it. Some people like the game. Some people don't. But that is his game. He is a negotiator and he wants less than he's asking for. He'll take
right.
less than
he's
asking
gonna
for.
He's going to ask for the moon, and if he gets halfway to the moon, that's all more than he wanted in the first place.
Yeah.
And he's in profit.
Yeah, true that.
But he's done that with the Panama Canal is run by the Chinese in the ports. And it's got the whole world stirred up that he's talking about getting it back. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand why we gave it up. But
there's truth
we did.
That. Yeah, there's truth.
And that, no one's ever really explained. Even then at the time, I remember it was weird. Mm-hmm. But the Greenland deal, I'm sure there's a road that we want to meet because – we do have – people just don't understand because they're not educated and they're not being informed by the news media how dangerous the world is with Russian military, with Chinese military, particularly Chinese, mm-hmm. and what they're doing around the world and the bases they're creating in Chile and listening stations in Chile and all the different – in the ports that they operate under, you know, Hong Kong name in Panama and all these other things. And the fact that they make everything just about that we use.
Oh,
we have to change that around, or we might as well just become, you know, the United States be the United States of China because,
boy,
you know,
the Republic.
We buy everything from them, and they're trying to bring it back, a little bit at the time.
You just made me think of the balloon that was going over. Didn't that seem
yeah.
also like a very
who
strange...
Who knows what that was
whatever.
About at the end of the day.
But nobody cared. It was like nobody cared that there was some kind of spy balloon going over
yeah.
the United States. Why? Why do we not care about that? So, you know, wake up a little bit, everybody, and pay attention, because these things are happening around us, whether they're, you know, they seem logical or not.
Now, here's another thing people are going after.
Yeah.
They're mad at Trump because he had the richest people in the country, mm-hmm. the you know the Google man, the
oh, they were
Facebook
everywhere.
Guy,
yeah,
the, all
Bezos,
these people
all that, yeah.
that are the new media. Mm-hmm. They are the new media.
That's interesting.
The old media is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the new media, whether we like it or not.
Wow.
And we've got to figure a way how to, you know, and I'm doing it. I've got a place on YouTube. I'm doing a thing on
We're
on
doing
Facebook.
It right now.
We're doing it right now. This is the new world. It's not involving transmitters and, you know, and code and that stuff. It incorporates some of that, but it's a different way of doing it. I think we're way too far on this internet thing. I think when we may be setting ourselves, if everything is on the internet, this is pretty easy to cut off.
Yeah. Well, there's already, I've read an article in the last week or so about a Chinese defense mechanism that can take out a bunch of satellites at one time.
And they think that AI can certainly be made to do that.
Yeah, so it's kind of scary.
They can find ways to cut off, you know, disable the chips or mm-hmm. to do something. There's just, we're not teaching this to the children, you know, that we're not teaching communism anymore. You know, this Red Note thing that I know that people close to me have even gone in there and gotten. It was the alternative to TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Red Note is about the Little Red Book. The Little Red Book is Mao's Little Red Book mm-hmm. of communism. Communism, something they don't teach anymore in school.
Gosh, that's just crazy.
You know,
it's crazy.
And they don't teach, you know, a lot of this stuff that people need to know so you can make intelligent decisions.
I think you're right on the mark with that. And I whether pro or con with Trump, Republican, Democrat, I look to who he had there. You brought it up. Bezos was there. Zuckerberg was there. Musk was there. They're all there, right? They're all standing right there. He knows who the players are. So I will applaud him for that, and maybe those minds can help.
They're the ones that are running things. They're the ones that are influencing the most people.
Pretty much.
And so why would you want to have somebody from Yellow Taxi in Montgomery, Alabama or something up there?
Yeah,
you don't.
Makes no sense.
You want these people are the movers and
shakers.
They're
the players. They are the players.
They're the players. Mm-hmm. And so you might as well be on the field, you know, if you're going to go with them. And it's just, it's not logical. Yes, is he the most perfect, you know, somebody you'd spit out of a computer? No. But to go on there and just be mean to his wife about she's a beautiful woman and how these people can just make fun of her and do all that, it's just, it's not based in reality, first of all.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
You know, because she is a beautiful woman. I don't care what your political stance is.
Sure.
And just to be mean to her, I don't, you know, but that's what I'm seeing. You're seeing a lot of stuff out there just being mean.
Well, Jimmy, I mean, we got 4 years, two active years, two lame duck years, but we got four, and let's see where it goes. And I hope people will be optimistic, because at the end of the day, we all just want one thing, I think, and that's what's best for this country and all of our families, right? And all of our friends. And what's best for this country? I mean, yes, we want to help others. We want all that. But at the end of the day, we want what's best for this nation.
Yeah, we want to be protected. We want to have our food safe. We want all that good stuff. And to imply that they're going to poison the food, they're going to do, yes, there are things that I don't agree with, you know, with Robert Kennedy about. I don't know that I don't agree that you need to get some of this food color out of stuff and we got to figure out what causes cancer.
Yeah.
I understand that. We definitely all have different opinions about vaccines and what's true
general.
And what's not. I've had every vaccine that they come out with. And I haven't turned into a pig or something like that.
Can you actually see out of your third eye?
You know, it's just
right.
I don't know what's truth and what's not.
Yeah.
You have to pick. I believe Dr. Schaefer at the Vanderbilt University, who's usually you see on television, you know, on these vaccines.
I have
to believe that he's telling the truth. That there's, you know, that he's not being motivated by anything but science and your good health. That he's not some pawn of pharma or whatever. You just can't be that. You just can't be that sarcastic about everything.
Yeah.
And just because it came out during this administration or that administration, I don't know if Fauci was good or bad. I hope he was good, but
I don't either.
I don't know.
I just don't
know.
But he's been pardoned. I
don't know. But I just know that we've got to trust something.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We do have to put our trust in
and
something.
And I will even go as far as saying if we don't have trust, if we don't have people we can trust, then we really don't have anything. I mean, we got to have some trust.
Just going to stipulate that everybody that touches Trump, this guy who's Secretary of Treasury, I understand he's pretty good, that we don't trust any of these people if you're a Democrat. I think that's crazy. I can't believe the smart people think that.
They don't. I don't think so.
It's just the fringe, the lunacy fringe on both sides, may I add, because there are people I wouldn't want to be in the same room with that are on the right-hand side of the page. They're crazy.
I would agree with you on that
as well. They're stone-cold crazy. But, I don't like the extremists. I've never liked the extremists.
Yeah, neither can. Well, Jimmy, like I said, we got 4 years. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, let's get a little bit of, let's make the weather great again, is what I'm saying. I don't live in the part of the country that needs to have 20% humidity. This is not Aspen, so.
I don't know how you say it. Mawaga, make the weather great again. That's what we're
saying. Yeah, make the weather great again.
Okay, until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day. Bye.